blister.
The stuff inside the blister would be
pus.
Children might have very sore throats when you were a girl. What would that? Sometimes they died from it.
Diphtheria.
Diphtheria. Yeah. And another disease which they often died of, and nothing you could do about it, was what? Pain in the right
appendix. Appendix.
They never could operate right. So. And what did arthritis used to be known as?
Rheumatism.
Did you ever know anybody who had skin would turn yellow and his eyes would turn yellow? It's the yellow.
Yellow fever.
Yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
If somebody ate something, a child ate something, and say all of a sudden he. He ate something, didn't agree with him. So all of a sudden he
vomited.
And he took sick. Or a child would be doubled up and he'd say, well, what's the matter? And he'd say, well, I'm sick at
the stomach.
What he's sick at, sick to. And if you caught a cold, I should ask, you say, I think I took cold, or I caught cold, or what's, how do they say that?
I always say I took a cold.
Took a cold. And then it would make you very
sore throat.
And you could hardly talk then.
Hoarse.
And you might be so hoarse that you try to go
cough
something up, and you might be so, your throat might be so sore you could hardly
talk
or swallow. Did you ever remember taking anything for malaria?
No.
Did you ever know anybody who had any, took anything like quinine or?
I could have taken quinine, but I never was given to them.
When somebody would die, you'd want to say something that wouldn't be quite that harsh. Say, well, I'm sorry that your husband
passed.
On the other hand, if you didn't like the person, you might want to say something. I'm joking about it. I hear old such and such.
Kick the bucket.
Kick the bucket. And somebody would say, well, I didn't know that he died. What did he
die with?
Die with. And after he died, you'd put him in
funeral home.
And what would be the box called?
Casket.
Casket. And his family then would wear black clothes to show that they are in
mourning.
And then you'd have a
funeral
in the home or the church. After the funeral, and you take him to the
cemetery.
I've got some questions about the way people kind of habits and the way they act or the way they look. For example, if a young man, say your son grows up to be a lot of muscles and looks as if he can do a lot of work, you say, well, he sure is a big boy, he's got big muscles, you know, and